The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Souls, beloved, and beautiful friends of Earth. I am Jesus, and I come once again to speak to you, as I promised. And there is a plan and rhythm to those topics of which I will speak of now and in the future. For I wish for these messages to be combined in a document that will help many upon the earth plane understand their journey, their spiritual nature, the truth of their souls. Today I wish to address once again the conditions of your earth plane so that you may understand the forces which are influencing and creating difficulties in your earthly life. I wish to speak of the power of thought and emotion, the power of each soul's actions upon the earth, creating the conditions in which you are all immersed and are all influenced by, to some degree. It has been said that thoughts are real things, and this is a truth, that the power of those ideas and inklings of the mind have an influence upon the atmosphere of the earth, as do the emotions, as do the physical actions of each individual. Though the physicality of humanity in their expression upon the earth is most evident to the five senses, these other energetic forms of human creation are not as evident, nor known widely by humanity. And yet we in spirit see very clearly the effects of each individual's thoughts and emotions expressed in the world. And as the population of your earth continues to grow, the dynamic outcome of human behavior is vast and powerful in influencing all aspects of your earth plane. For each negative thought, each unloving thought, there is a responding energetic outcome or creation that comes forth from the human mind. And so it is with human emotions as well. Combined together creates a potent force in the world. And these conditions of thought and feeling coalesce into a wave of energy that through the law of attraction joins other such waves of energy, creating a stream of energetic conditions which, when powerful enough, can encircle your world. And these conditions brought about by humanity are long-lasting in their existence around your planet, creating what we call the darkness of your world. For often these thoughts and expressions are dark. I am not so much referring to what comes and is uttered through your lips, but those feelings and thoughts that are within each individual, often hidden away, but are the true expression of that individual. Many fears, judgments, feelings of anger and grief, loss, confusion come together with each individual's collective expression . Even the attitudes of a particular culture or country add to this condition of the world. And so these energies are active indeed, for each individual soul does not understand or comprehend the power of their own thoughts and actions in the world. Even those who are said to be passive are not within their minds. Each becoming a great generator of conditions that add and add to the atmosphere of your world. And these conditions or energies move about in your world. And as I've said, collect together, coalesce into a powerful energy, thought condition that influences many upon your world, thereby reinforcing and adding to each individual's spiritual condition and thought processes. And so these things are fed and the circle is complete. Negativity breeding upon negativity within your world, creating dreadful conditions, reinforcing error and a lack of love. Feelings that are of a negative sort, thoughts that reflect more of the baser conditions of humanity, intentions that are more of the mind than the soul, and yet God's love, care for each individual upon this world continues to pour upon your world continues to counteract the darkness to some degree. And so we, from the celestial heavens, also do our part in helping to neutralize these conditions of the world. And if there is a glimmer of light coming from the thoughts and desires of the individual upon your world, then we are there to help reinforce, to help feed this light with our love, our influence, our thoughts, which are pure and of light. And there are many spirits who are engaged in this work to help neutralize the disharmonious and negative conditions of your world. It is a tremendous task for these conditions, as I have said, have been and are being reinforced continually. So we work continuously to help humanity overcome its own weakness, its own dark and often hidden conditions, conditions that are readily seen by those with the perceptions and soul awakening that allows such perceptions to be active, so that these conditions of the world are very easily seen and experienced by we who are of the higher spiritual condition and soulful awakening. It is understandable why most of humanity is asleep, for if you could see what we could see, then it would be horrific and difficult for you to walk the earth. And yet it is the very lack of awareness, understanding within humanity as a whole, that these conditions continue to be perpetuated in the world. And thus it is our desire, as it is God's desire, to awaken humanity so that they may be empowered to change within themselves and support one another in this change and cleansing of the world of such conditions of darkness. Though few are awakened, yet many aspire to be awakened. But most often, the understanding of a wakefulness within those who are spiritually inclined seek to awaken the mind, to infill the mind with many ideas and thoughts that are a part of a continuation of distorted ideas, and understandings of true spirituality and of truth itself. For those of you who have been drawn to the truth of God's love, to receive it, to enact it in your lives, the veil of the human deceit and inability to see truth is being gradually lifted from you. And this is a gradual process because of the laws of love and the laws of attraction and God's mercy upon each soul, for to pull this curtain away dramatically from each individual would be a cruel act, an act that lacks love. It is best that you see your lives as you wish to see them, but also to nurture the road towards truth. And gradually, your perceptions and your thoughts change as a result of the influence of your soul awakening. And your desires, those things which you are drawn to, your life as it is enacted day to day, change as a result of this influence of the soul. And yet you struggle, as do all peoples of the earth, with the human condition, with these energies and manifestations of each individual engaged in life upon your earth. Because of the vast ignorance, lack of understanding, of spiritual maturity, of loving intentions, so much within your earth is distorted and dark. Yet we continue, as do you, in your efforts to awaken and to change your own personal condition and life circumstance, and to help your brothers and sisters to do the same, to be those examples of love, to be a light in the world. Because your desires are such, you draw the angels to you. You draw the bright spirits. You draw around you a light, a touch from God, so deep and powerful. Each individual has this opportunity and possibility of doing so, provided they seek for truth, recognize truth and absorb and express truth in their lives. Our great challenge at this time is to share these truths with humanity in a way that humanity may accept and act upon what is given. Yet within the souls of every individual, there is a part of them that recognizes and is drawn to truth. As we have spoken of before, the power of the mind is great and restricts this access to truth in many ways. the biases of the mind, the fears of the mind, the judgments of the mind, often stand in the way of the soul and its yearnings for God. And of course, these things are reinforced over and over again by these patterns of thought, patterns of behavior, patterns of expression in this world. In a world that is meant to be free and full of love, easily expressed and shared amongst individuals, there is little of this condition. And this love is given with caveats, with expectations, with intentions and desires that are mainly of the mind and do not reflect the soul's way that is more unconditional. And yet, as your souls continue to grow, so this desire to express love unconditionally will become stronger and predominant. And with the power of unconditional love comes a great expression of light and energetic conditions that are broadcast into the world and helps to neutralize the dark conditions that are so prevalent. So God nurtures each of you, beloved souls. God continues to guide you, support you, and love you, so that you may be great channels of love and light, great neutralizers of darkness, doing God's work and will in your world, even when your intentions are not directed in this way, your minds are elsewhere still. The pulsating light of your soul continues to broadcast this light out into the world, bringing a measure of peace and goodness and love. And as you pray collectively, so the pulsations and emanations of your souls joined together create a powerful condition, broadcasting great light and love. And this is reinforced by your angel friends who are with you in these efforts. And so it is important for many circles of light, groups in prayer, to come together as often as possible to work towards this grand scheme of neutralizing the human condition and bringing about conditions that are favorable for the awakening of the soul. It is a great plan, a plan that God has put into motion that will, in time, bring the healings and changes necessary so that this condition may be neutralized and the loving condition of God, inspiring humanity expressing love and light, will come about. It is important that those of you who are stalwart in your efforts continue to pray and seek the light and the light of truth, the light of love, to continue with your efforts, to double your efforts, to reach deep within your soul and feel the yearning there. For it all begins with the yearning of the soul. It all begins with your acceptance of that place within you that seeks so earnestly the love of God, and to be in that place, that condition of harmony with God. The soul is a powerful force, much more powerful than the mind if the soul is awakened. The soul can broadcast great energies, light, conditions that are antagonistic to darkness and helps to disperse it effectively. So you must develop your souls, beloved and beautiful brothers and sisters. You must go to God to receive this great gift of divine love and the upliftment of your soul in light. You must do so humbly and earnestly. Acquiescing the mind with peace and a sense of purpose and joy and love. Creating around you an atmosphere that is pure, heartfelt, and full of grace. As you generate these conditions around you, so you help change the atmosphere of your world. As more of your compatriots continue to pray and develop in the light and truth of God's love, so you become a powerful active agent of God in His plan to restore this world in light, to bring peace and harmony and as the clouds of human thought dissipate and the conditions of fear and all that is of darkness within the human condition dissipates because the forces of heaven and earth have come together for great change and great healing. so your children and your children's children will know a different world. A world where love is the predominant and active agent of life. And in this world changed and healed, the struggles of humanity will diminish greatly to the point where your present life will no longer exist. Rather, the world will be a different place, and the intentions and actions of life, the human life, will reflect these conditions of light and love. The burden of human toil will not exist. The suffering of physical ailments will not exist. Every soul will feel loved and a sense of belonging to the family of humanity. These things seem unreachable to you at this time, my beloved and beautiful friends. But it is where the course of humanity is continuing to flow, and we'll reach this someday. More and more souls are awakening, more and more the ugly intentions of those who are dark within are being exposed and recognized for what they are. The road towards change often begins with great shifts and difficulties, struggles. But the rewards of such change, neutralizing the conditions of error and darkness, are great indeed. Every parent's desire for their child is to live a beautiful and fulfilling life, filled with love, filled with joy. Indeed, this is God's intention for humanity, and it will come to be in time. It requires those brave souls to step forward and begin within themselves to change and awaken and shift and struggle in order to find love and harmony. And so, my brave and beautiful friends, you seek this journey of reconciliation with God. And so you will be blessed and carried forth in light and love. So you will come to know your true selves, your souls, and the great potentials of your souls as you grow in this gift of love. And so you will become God's true children in your purity, your beauty, your capacities to express all the wonderments of your soul, and as God's channels of light and love. This is your destiny, beloved souls. The progress is determined by your choice every day to walk in light, to be with God, to allow the inner changes to manifest outwardly in your lives, your thoughts and your deeds. And may you continue to walk this road of such promise, this road of such grace, this road towards atonement with God. And I walk with you, beloveds. I walk with you. May you find your place in the world, this purpose that God has intended for you individually. May you awaken to all the beauty and wonderment of your own soul. May you see yourself as a loving companion to your brothers and sisters who walk with you. May you express yourselves as a true child of God, a loving example of a soul awakened. These things are possible, beloved souls, as you continue to dispel the darkness within and around you. So these things come to be. May God bless you, beloved souls. I am your friend, your brother, and your teacher. I am Jesus. My love for you is great. I walk with each one of you, and will do so for all eternity. God bless you. God bless you, dear ones.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.